Hour 2 NFL Sunday here at the Best Yet broadcast booth. Rainy and cold here at Gillette. Expect to be like that the next couple of hours. The expectation is that around kickoff or so, 4:25, Pats and Vikings, that the rain should be out of here. Could be a potential sprinkle or two during the game, but more dry for the game. It is very wet right now if you're coming down here to tailgate. Please dress warmly. Wear a rain slicker.
Slicker. Good day for a poncho or
plan
a
on
slicker.
Drinking and eating in your car, potentially, if you don't want to stay down this stuff.
Mutt's playing like, you know, grandma Mutt.
Yeah. Make sure you wear your galoshes.
Well, it's important. You don't
want to catch a cold.
If you get in your car and you're wondering, oh, maybe the rain has stopped down there at Foxborough.
That he does. Oh, the
I got a great
grandma
bunch of Poirier.
That's one of his characters.
All my jokes would be like people I work with. I work with my one guy, this guy named Mutt.
He's like this. This is what he sounds like. He's like, oh, my God, all right.
He's a big old meathead. He thinks he's working out, but his body never changes.
It's fair.
Oh. Yes, well, hey.
Listen.
I got jokes.
I know, you got plenty of them. Save some of them for the stage.
Yeah. My problem is I'll be up there laughing at my own jokes.
Yeah. Oh, my God, that was so funny.
Yeah, I can't even understand.
Why are you laughing?
Who is Glenn Ordway? Who's Ordway?
I don't get it.
You don't know Ordway is?
I don't get any of these jokes.
So, obviously, the biggest story in the league this weekend is not Pat's Vikings or the Saints upset. It is the Kareem Hunt situation. And this, boy, did this escalate quickly. TMZ had the video on Friday. He was released a couple of hours later after that into the weekend, and a couple hours after that, placed on the commissioner's exempt list. He could be claimed by any team between now and 4 o'clock. The video, if you have not seen it, we're living under a rock, I guess. But he's seen assaulting a woman there in his apartment. I called it an apartment complex earlier.
I thought it was a hotel.
It's a hotel.
But I think it's his hotel room. It's kind of confusing, but it's basically a hallway.
It's where he
it all
lives.
Happens in a hallway.
Like, do you know where the big... that little common area where the elevators are. It's usually a bigger space, right?
Well, I heard him today with Lisa Salter
it's
saying
right
it's where
he
lives.
It's in Cleveland.
Hotels.
Something. I don't know.
But
it was a hallway scene.
Like condo. Yeah. It's out in the hallway, and he's seen pushing a guy into a girl and then kicking a girl while she's on the ground. The NFL, the Chiefs reacted very quickly to this. Since then, more stuff has come out, and this is where it adds to like a second, third, and fourth layer here. Turns out that the NFL never really tried to get the video, told the Chiefs not to get the video, we'll take care of it, did not talk to Kareem Hunt when this happened earlier this year in February, did not talk to the woman who was involved in February. So their investigation follows a very similar pattern to Ray Rice and others. We care up until the point where there's not a video, then we don't care as much, and if there's a video, then we're going to react really, really, really quickly. And this is the common thought for most people, and I would agree. After Kareem Hunt and what he did, the biggest person and people to blame here, the most anger should be pointed at the National Football League for learning nothing from the Ray Rice investigation and butchering this to the point where you find out today they never talked to Hunt, they never talked to the woman involved in their investigation of Kareem Hunt back in
February. See, talking to the woman, it's like I don't have a problem with that. Like if you had an altercation at a Subway and Subway started calling you up, would you be like, I'd just say no, I don't want to talk to you. Like the NFL,
they never reached out to her. You don't have a problem.
Oh,
with
they
that?
Didn't reach out to her.
No,
oh,
they
you
didn't
said they
talk
never.
To
no,
her.
They tried to contact her. They never actually tried to contact her. They tried to talk to her, but she said no. So it's not that they didn't try. They did try. She said no, just to that.
But
a little bit of information.
But
that, so there is a difference.
But how do you come to a conclusion on what kind of punishment? In this case, there was none.
None.
When you don't talk to either Kareem Hunt or anybody else involved with the actual altercation that happened there. They didn't talk to anybody, you found out today. Kareem Hunt told Lita Salters he did not talk to the NFL about this. How can they claim to care about it and do a thorough investigation?
Don't. I mean, they don't.
And they didn't talk to Kareem Hunt.
But you would think after Ray Rice, they would just, anytime there's something like this, they would figure out where it took place and look for video. They would have to do it because eventually it's going to come out. We might even see Reuben Foster, there might be a video. Like all these other ones, there might be video
there's
at some point.
There's everything.
There is. There absolutely is. And you even see in the video, the Kareem Hunt one, somebody was filming it with their phone, and one of his friends grabbed the phone from somebody. That was obviously,
ironically, that was the person who got somebody who videotaped it wouldn't turn their phone over. Right. They got arrested. That was the only person arrested in this case was the guy who filmed it would not turn his phone over.
But it just, it is. I mean, you're right. Kareem Hunt, he's the worst person in this whole situation. But the fact that the league or even the Chiefs, and also, let's be honest, the whole thing about whether Kareem Hunt was being truthful or not to the Chiefs, that's still on Kansas City for just saying, hey, what happened? Was it a big deal? And he's like, no, it wasn't a big deal. Like, oh, okay, whew. Like, no, you're still the franchise paying $1 million.
There is, and even if you were guilty, like, when you replay that story, there's going to be stuff that you either leave out or downplay.
Of course there is.
So what else did you do? Well, yeah. Nothing.
That was it.
Oh, did you
that
kick her? Yeah. No. I mean, then you're like, well, how do you define a kick?
Exactly.
I didn't kick her like you think I did.
You can't take his word for it. Even if you want to, you can't. You have to keep, because then something like this happens. See, I think the Chiefs did know, and they were just hoping that the video wouldn't come out. That's what
I think they didn't.
No way they would have not. Me too.
No punishment at all or not do it as a team.
If you don't see it,
the video always comes out.
I know, but they
always
comes out. But it came out week 13. This happened in February.
Oh, so
this happened in February.
So,
it was almost a year ago this happened.
Here's what they need to do. So, because some people say, oh, they didn't want to know. See, if I'm the Kansas City Chiefs, I would want to know.
Oh, they didn't. In this case, they didn't want to know. The NFL's different.
To me, I think there's the NFL, then there, everybody else is independent. Like, you know, survive it, survive on your own. Because I would want to get the video. I would want somehow, and I'm private investigators, even if the courts don't allow it, the police don't, if TMZ can get it, then you should be able to get it.
Exactly.
So then I would get the tape, and then I would sit there and go, crap, he lied to us. I don't want to lose him. So you know what? I'm gonna suspend him for the entire year. Suspended for the entire year.
Let it play out.
Because then when he comes back and people release the video, I say, listen, we suspended him for a year. We put him in this, that, and the other. We don't give up on our guys. We believe in second chances. And then you still have the player. So, and he's young, and he's paid his dues. He's been punished. And then you move on. But the element of surprise, I think, would be too much for me. Like, how are you, like, living your life knowing, like, there's landmines all over the place, mm-hmm. and at any moment, one's going to get you? Like, no, I want to be proactive with it. And the fact that the NFL, like, just, I guess, chose to kind of let justice play out. No one was charged. Police say wasn't enough evidence. You see the video. Well, like, I guess that they may think it's not good enough, but in the NFL, we think it's bad.
I don't think anyone saw the video before TMZ released it. But I think that speaks to the NFL's failure here. The NFL made 14.
Yeah, I don't know what's worse.
They made $14 billion last year. They should part of their process should be, if we have to pay for it, we will now pay to get these videos from these hotels. We'll do whatever we can. Like, yeah. You can't bring in Lisa Friel and hide behind the fact that she was the former head of sex crimes in New York and not get your hands on this video. Because what they did in their Freedom of Information request to the police, they wanted the police report, the 911 call. They didn't even ask for the video. Didn't even put up a fight. They were told by the hotel chain that we don't do that. So they, in the request, they just decided not to do it. I think it's because they didn't want to see the video. The league thought, okay, if we see it, we've got to act on it. And maybe they're stupider than the Chiefs in this case. Maybe this thing will go by the wayside.
I can't believe that. I honestly refuse to believe that they thought they would be better served not seeing it. Like, to me, that is, like, the dumbest thing going. Like, what part of your brain thinks that that's a good idea? Like, based on how many times you've been bitten by pictures or videos, okay, eventually you'll get it right. I mean, there's no way.
Same thing as Ray Rice. They didn't want to see the video.
Yeah, but
I would go back to before the video came out.
You give them a break on that one, right? The first time it's really something that big and crazy has happened. But as soon as that happened,
4 years ago.
I know, but my point is,
nothing's ever happened again.
That's the first time something like that had happened to the NFL. Like, where they get bit by some video. Now there's like, all right, listen, this is never going to happen to us again, guys. You hire all these extra people. I mean, my dad, who's a former deputy sheriff, homicide detective, you know, was a private investigator, could get his hands on anything. Anything. Yeah. I'm not even kidding.
Whenever I had
an issue, and the NFL had like a whole separate arm. So if you were in the NFL, and like say you wanted to hire whoever, like a nanny, a business partner, whatever, say somebody hacked into your computer, you could call this number. And they investigated. These are all retired FBI, CIA, freaking mumbo jumbo guys. Like, and then I remember, like, one time I had an issue, and these guys couldn't help me at all. Not at all. I called my dad, and literally 24 hours, he had all the answers that those knuckleheads could not get, because he was willing to get down and dirty and do the things that.
Why does
and
this the is
they
do that?
Need to be able
and
to
I
do
was
that.
Like,
That's
in
so
24
dumb.
Hours,
right?
24 hours, I was hacked. Somebody took my identity. There's all sorts of crazy stuff going on.
Really?
My dad, in a matter of 24 hours, had the name, the number, went to this person's work, scared the crap out of them, and walked out and never heard from them again.
Your dad is better than Lisa Friel and her team in the NFL. Your dad should be working for the National Football League.
I tell him. I'm not even kidding. I tell
much.
Him that all the time.
He cares too much.
You're like, you need a job anyways. You're retired.
Yeah. You know, go work for them. They'll pay you
easily.
A ton of money.
I don't get it. I don't know why they just – maybe they feel that's a bigger liability than doing it the way they're doing it. But this way doesn't work. This way doesn't work.
This is ridiculous. Because now this becomes the story. This is in
You don't think
now,
this team
too.
Right here, like the guy they have, Briggs, the dude that they have, yeah. that's like follows Brady, that follows Bill around, you don't think he's tied into like multiple cartels?
They have to be. They have to be. That's how you got the job.
Yes.
That's definitely part of it. Yeah.
So, yeah, exactly. Like, give me your background. It's all like blacked out. It's like, you know, there's no news. No one knows he's alive.
So he admitted today he lied to the Chiefs. We're going to play the entire interview with Lisa Salters probably around 2 o'clock or so for those who missed it today on ESPN. So he admitted he lied. So he takes it. And obviously he was I heard the phone call today that you heard where it was self-defense. To me, there is no defense of Kareem Hunt. Kareem Hunt was completely in the wrong here. Kareem Hunt, the league should have suspended him going forward or should have spent him at the time or should have cared about the video. I do think he's getting another chance in the NFL. I don't know if he'll get claimed by a team between now and 4 o'clock tomorrow.
Yeah, I think this is
he will play in the NFL again.
There's I think he will, too.
This is not Ray Rice. Ray Rice was much older. This guy's 23, and he's a focal point and is still an elite top 5, top 10 running back in the league today. He gets another job. He's on a team next year. He's playing in a game next year at some point.
I agree. This is the NFL. And this will be a good case study, too, because after Ray Rice – some thought, wow, look at the league not bringing him back in. You're like, no, that's not what it is. He was coming off a really bad year, and by the time everything got figured out, like he was on the commissioner's exempt list. Remember he was suspended for 2 games initially? And then they were like, oh, whoa, wait a minute. And then they suspended him for more games, and he lost the season. Then he was getting closer. I think his last season he played, I want to say he was about 26. So still relatively young, but coming off a really bad year, and team said, do we really want to bring this guy in? Is that worth the distraction? How good of a player is he? With Kareem Hunt, there'll be teams taking him. Now, I don't know if he gets claimed necessarily, especially right after everybody saw how the Redskins, everybody reacted to them grabbing Reuben Foster. Maybe he doesn't get claimed, but he's going to play in the NFL again. That's my prediction.
No, so do I. But for him, it's all about, you know, showing attrition.
Yep.
Right? Contrition, sorry.
Because people will see, rehab, swallow, all that stuff,
saying all the right things. Dude, I mean, the non-Greg Hardy way.
Oh, my God.
The opposite of what he did. Idiot. Look what he did. Do the exact opposite.
And even Greg Hardy still got back in the league.
Say, you know what? Do what Ray Rice did. Ray Rice pretty much did
really,
everything you can imaginable, but he just wasn't as good, and he was too old.
Right.
And they're like, you know, forget it. I'd call him. The first thing I'd do, I'd call him. What did you do?
Yeah.
You know, and take some advice for him. It didn't work out for him because he wasn't good enough, but that's a full year of taking that tour.
There are some much bigger questions we'll get to with Tommy Curran coming up. We'll talk to Frank in Marshfield, 617-779-7937. Frank, your thoughts on Kareem Hunt?
Hey, guys, I got a couple of points. I was listening earlier, and the name Condoleezza Rice came up earlier a couple weeks ago about the Cleveland Browns coach or whatever, and that's kind of laughable, but the NFL would be wise to consider a person like that. She hits a lot of the qualifications, obviously. She's very intelligent. She's a minority woman. As an assistant to Goodell or the next commissioner or something, the NFL is always the last to react, the last to speak. Remember those phony baloney no more
Eli Manning, no more. Yeah,
you know they just put them out when they have to, and then you don't see them again. It's just so superficial. They're a joke, and I think a woman like Condoleezza Rice, they'd be well served to consider her for an addition to their to their front office.
Well, here's the track record, and we'll go over this with Curran, but. In the Ray Rice case, they completely botched the tracking of evidence. In the Ezekiel Elliott case, the one person who talked to Ezekiel Elliott recommended no suspension based on the conversation they had. In the Josh Brown case, Lisa Friel, who is a Giants fan, lost information. Like they knew that Josh Brown was in that hotel at the Pro Bowl when the ex-wife was there and there was an altercation. And yet they sort of pretended it to happen, gave him 1-game suspension, and moved on. They have a real lack of trust now with the audience. I don't know at the end of the day if the audience cares. Ratings were up in 2014, the year where the Ray Rice thing happened. Attendance, our audience is up 5% this year. So I don't know what the tipping point is, and I don't know how it changes. But it feels like nothing has changed in 4 years since Ray Rice. This is Ray Rice all over again. And we thought we'd never happen that. It'll never happen like that again.
Yeah, I don't. I think that people will look at this differently than Ray Rice. They will. I think they'll.
Why?
It wasn't his wife. This isn't a domestic abuse case. Mm. This is a it could be, I guess, an assault and battery case. I don't know how you would file that away. There's no long lasting relationship between the two. I'm based on the news. It's like
he said he'd met her that night. That's what he said to Lisa Salters.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah. So I mean, I think he's telling the truth on that. What he said to the Chiefs, on the other hand, see, that's my biggest issue. Like, you really could have saved your ass if you were just unbelievably honest with the Chiefs.
If he told them what he really did, play-by-play of it, but there was no video, you think the Chiefs still cut him? Because I said no way. The Chiefs are only cutting him because of the video.
No, they suspend him, but don't cut him. Let's come back and talk to Tommy Curran. He's an NBC Sports boss, and he's been as good as anybody in the country when it comes to the NFL and their disciplinary issues. Tommy Curran next. NFL Sunday rolls on here from the Best Yet broadcast booth. We'll talk to Tommy Curran in a second. Of course, Tommy brought to you by Dr. Robert Leonard and Dr. Matthew Lepresti, the hair doctors of Tommy Curran at 1-800-GET-HAIR. The NFL just released a statement seconds ago on the investigation of Kareem Hunt. It reads as follows. We're reading them. We'll talk to Tommy Curran. The NFL's investigation began immediately following the incident in February, consistent with standard investigatory, I guess so, practices.
I'll let you do it.
The NFL continues to pursue a complete understanding of the facts. Jesus. The NFL's ongoing investigation will include further attempts to speak to the complainants involved in the incident. It will include a review of new information that was made public on Friday, which is not available to the NFL previously, as well as further conversations with all parties involved in the incident. So they are in CYA mode about not talking to Kareem Hunt, not getting this video. And this is not a surprise to Tommy Curran. I'm sure he's written about this a million times. Tommy joins us here on the show. Tom, your reaction to the statement and your reaction to the way the NFL handled Kareem Hunt here the last 9 months or so.
Hello.
whichever way you turn this, Mutt, I think it's a great place to start there with the NFL, because you can pivot this little globe and look at it from Kareem Hunt's perspective, or pivot it and look at it from the Chiefs' perspective. But sticking strictly to the NFL, Roger Goodell came in as a law and order commissioner, and by doing so, he decided he was also going to be Father Flanagan. Did that with Michael Vick. He tried to do it with Ray Rice. But you can't have a sliding scale of the way you're going to do your investigations and dole out your punishment. So when he got burned on Ray Rice, they obviously ratcheted up their intensity in terms of how they're going to do their investigation, hiring Lisa Friel. You know, I've mentioned her before, longtime Giants fan, but a very well-respected investigator of sex crimes for decades in New York. But the problem was all the rhetoric about how she was going to ratchet up investigations went out the window when the NFL bungled and covered up the Josh Brown investigation. Josh Brown, of course, was a Giant. They didn't even say why he was suspended for one game when there was supposed to be a six-game minimum. That blew up in their face. They overcorrect with Ezekiel Elliott. Kia Roberts, who was the only one to interview the complainant against Ezekiel Elliott and other witnesses, recommended no punishment. They overcorrect. He gets six games. So this selective doling out of punishment to me, where selective intensity of investigations, again, makes Jonathan Kraft and Jerry Jones 1,000% correct. Get out of the investigatory business.
Mm-hmm. What do you think happens with Kareem Hunt here? You think he plays again in the NFL?
See, and again, that's another interesting layer to it, because you have a very talented player. And while no one wants to talk about this 2 days after the TMZ tape comes out, again, you look at, they're all reprehensible. They're all instances in which an individual needs to be able to control his poison, his emotion, and restrain himself physically, particularly when their victim is so ill-equipped to defend themselves, man or woman, in my estimation. But with Ray Rice's situation, he never got back into the NFL because he was washed up, and because the nature of the video was so violent relative to what Kareem Hunt's is. It's violent. They traded shoves. He knocked her to the ground. He kicked her in the ass. All that looks horrendous. But then you have the sliding scale of, well, how bad is it relative to ... And some team is going to realize or say, we can get our mind around this. And I also think that there should be a point, not on Sunday, 2 days after we see the video, but there should be a point in which a 23-year-old should be able to, quote-unquote, rehabilitate himself to a point where he understands. And maybe that happens quickly, maybe it happens slowly, but he should be able to play in the NFL again, in my opinion, if he demonstrates an understanding. Do you guys agree with that?
Yes. I personally do. Yep. Yeah. Yes. No, I do. And they're probably more, they're probably better equipped to deal with that, the rehabilitation part, than they are the actual initial outburst, right? The actual altercation. To me, they're not a police task force. They're not an investigative team. Like, that's not what the NFL does. So I almost feel like each team needs to handle these situations like independent of the NFL. Like, they need to cover their own ass, so to speak. So if you got a guy that comes into your team and he tells you this big long story, you know he's going to downplay it. Well, I think it's your job to do all the legwork, get as much information as you can, and then overpunish him just with the understanding that he's probably still lying to you.
I understand, and I understand your vantage point on that, but the point that you mentioned about covering your ass, these teams will always have their interest at heart. Not just to make the player available to play, mm-hmm. but to make sure that nothing blows up in their face. So they'll minimize. I mean, you look at the situation with Aaron Hernandez. Before the Baltimore Ravens playoff game in 2012, he's going 100 miles an hour down the Southeast Expressway with a guy driving the car. And he leaned over and said, "It's okay, I'm Aaron Hernandez with the Patriots." I mean, there were red flag after red flag after red flag, and the Patriots tried to work with him. Now, this is not to say that they should have been understanding, or they should have had, you know, had security on the scene when Odin Lloyd was murdered. But that, to me, is he was a problem employee that they couldn't even keep track of because of the difficulty of tracking a young man. There's 1,700 players in the league when you look at 32 times 53. How many over the course of time, Christian, are going to be in a hotel, in a club, in a bowling alley, in their front yard, in the backyard of the barbecue, and something's going to happen?
Well, but even then, it's just, and I feel like every single case, regardless, is different and separate and should be handled. Mm-hmm. I don't think there can be one broad stroke for you can't encompass all these situations into one bucket and say punish them all equally.
I agree. I mean, and that is, this is the third rail aspect of the conversation, is that when an individual, Reuben Foster, for instance, alleges that he was the one being attacked, or Josh Brown alleges that he was the one being attacked, or in this instance, you can see on the video that the initial shoving was certainly mutual between the two, and the female continued to approach Kareem Hunt. You know, all of those things have to be weighed as well to a degree. Once the contact is made by the individual who is a professional football player and outweighs and outsizes and out everything's the other individual, it's going to go completely on him. Understanding that, extracting yourself from that situation is paramount. And that, to me, is that's the third rail aspect of this conversation, because we do, Christian, jump right to the black and white. Well, you can't hit a woman. No, you can't. Of course not. I have three boys. We all understand that in our house. And I understood it in my house, and your kids will understand that in theirs. It's hard conversation, but they aren't all black and white where a guy does what Ray Rice did.
Tom, do you buy the excuse the NFL couldn't get the videotape because of the hotel chain's policy? And should the league, if you're running it, be in the business of buying these tapes the way TMZ does? Because they made $14 billion last year. I say you buy these tapes.
1,000%. I mean, Mike McCann from UNH, law professor, did a great job in Deflategate, pointed out, you know, the ability for the NFL to depose like 66 witnesses in Deflategate, spend $25 million on the prosecution over the suspicion of Tom Brady lying to the commissioner.
That's still when you say it, Tom, like, it's, I sit so there good. And I go, this is,
it's so
unfreaking believable. Unbelievable. Well, here's I guess there's a silver lining in this.
Is there?
Really?
For the Patriots.
Okay. So you want to go football? Here we go.
Okay. Well, right. I'm just saying. Like, I mean, is this a again? There we go. Thank you very much. Yeah. Is this a? I mean, as far as the Chiefs go, how badly is this going to hurt them?
I don't know. I mean, you don't either, and there's no way to handicap it. It could galvanize them. It could tear them apart. But I think when you have a team whose management voluntarily extracted the player, who the players, the teammates, the friends are going to be sympathetic, I'm sure, to Kareem Hunt's situation to a degree. You know, well, if he told them the truth, they would have done X to him anyway, so I understand why he didn't, and now they threw him out just like he thought they would. So that's, you know, a line of thinking that his teammates might subscribe to. So is that going to cause some kind of a friction between the Chiefs and their players? And I think we're going to start to find that out today when they play the Raiders, 14-point favorite at Oakland. I mean, I think if you're smart, you'd put a little bit on Oakland.
Unless you've seen Oakland play.
Have a hunch, bet a bunch, Eddie Edelman. There you go.
Tom, what about the game here today? Patriots-Vikings, how do you like this one playing out?
Everything rides on Sony Michel, in my opinion. If you get yourself into second and eight because you can't run effectively on first down, then you're going to unlock that front seven, and they're really good. Linval Joseph, Sheldon Richardson, Everson Griffin, and Danielle Hunter, they're just a terrific front. Hunter's got, I think, 11.5 sacks. He's a game wrecker. You can make yards against them on the ground, even though they're leading the NFL in yards per game against and per carry. It's at the line of scrimmage that you can make yards. They're very good at tackling with Anthony Barr and the other linebackers at the second level. But that's what we've seen Michelle. That's why he's a different running back than Ben Jarvis Green Ellis or, not as much Deion Lewis. But he does have that sideways shimmy and ability to run through contact at the second level. So, Anthony Barr is a key player today. And I think Brady and Harrison Smith is a very key matchup as well offensively because he's a pain in the ass.
Who'd you pick, Pats or Vikings, Tom?
I would take the Vikings in this one until the offense shows to me that they can do it against a really good team defensively, in a controlled manner where they just take control of the game. I reserve judgment that this offense is okay. Hope I'm wrong because it's always more fun when they lose, but I think they got too much over there on the defensive side for Minnesota.
I agree, especially if Rhodes is somehow able to go. He's Tommy Kerr in NBC Sports Boston, brought to you by our friends Dr. Robert Leonard and Dr. Matthew Apresi, the hair doctors of 1-800-GET-HAIR. Tom, stay dry. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, guys. Take care.
Thanks, Tom.
Tommy Kerr joining us here from the Best Yet broadcast booth as he has been front and center when it comes to this stuff. And I agree. I mean, I let it into him, and I'll double back. The league should be paying for these videos. The league should be finding out. They should not be hiding from them. Christian, they should not be pretending they don't exist and hoping they're not out there. They should be spending the money to go to these hotel chains and feel like, okay, we're going to budget for this. We're going to make sure when this comes up, we're going to know what we have.
Well,
so this doesn't
on.
Happen for a second time in
okay,
4 years.
Okay, but do you think, the NFL, see, this is why it's like a slippery slope. Like on one hand, we're saying, okay, pay for them. On the other hand, like, I don't even think they're legally allowed to. Like,
why not?
Like, well,
why can TMZ do it in the NFL?
Because do you think TMZ is like dealing with a bunch of upstanding, individuals, or you think they'll go?
But one
side it has this veil of like a holier than thou attitude, and the other side is like, listen, dude, we'll do whatever it takes.
You think NFL security is all holier than thou? No, they do shady things. They follow people around.
Who do they follow around?
I'll give you an example. Steve DiAzzi with you, I believe, on your show a couple weeks ago. Talked about going to practice one day and he's stretching out and Parcells walks over and goes, hey, how was that so-and-so bar? How'd you know I was there?
Well, that was
there.
A team thing. That wasn't NFL.
Understood,
that was
but okay.
Guys.
But if Parcells can do it, you tell me the league can't do this behind the scenes?
No,
this
happens in college too. Coaches hanging out at the bars, they're trying to see what their players are doing. Whatever. I guess my point is that if they decide to go all in, well then there's going to be some legal ramifications because I'm the NFL. You call up Marriott. I don't have a relationship with you. I don't owe you anything, and I'm not. I don't have to give you a damn thing. And especially if there's like if the police are like doing an investigation, they're actually pulling up charges, or they're not going to pull up charges. Like, are they allowed to even do that? So if you can sit there and ask all day. Hey, listen, I asked. They said no. Well, then we're telling them, well, you should still get it.
There's got to be
a way. Where do you draw the line?
Yeah, there's got to be a way for the NFL then to, and I don't know how this works, but there's got to be a way for them to work with local law enforcement and get that done. Because as Tom pointed out, you're right, you can't just have surveillance on everything in the world because there's so many players, you can't just do it. But when there's something that comes up, they were aware that there was an incident in February.
Yes.
They were aware of that. Similar to when that LeSean McCoy story came out at the beginning of the year. All right, there's something there. Go follow that. Go figure out what that is before you get the video later on. So there's got to be a way for the NFL, the Cleveland Police Department or something to get together and make sure that what Kareem Hunt is telling them is the truth.
But the hotel would have to be because the NFL, like, so that's where I'm kind of lost. Okay, so how do you get the tape legally? Okay, so I have a good relationship. Marriott is
well,
an
TMZ
NFL sponsor.
Got it illegally.
Well, so now you're asking them to do something illegal.
But they're reacting.
They're screwed either way.
The PR statement basically just said, we are now going to go back and look at what was released on. So they're going to take the illegal tape, so that was legally obtained by TMZ. They're going to make a ruling off an illegally obtained tape. Why should they care if they illegally obtain it or the lead or TMZ does? Their job is getting it right so they don't have egg on their face for a second time in four years.
See, I think that the right way, you have this, like, Green Beret, underground society, like the A-Team. Like, the NFL needs their leaders of the A-Team. I'm not even kidding. I mean, honestly.
Like, B.A. Barack is getting it done? Okay.
Yes. You have your heavy, you have your smart. Listen, you need your underground team. And therefore, you know what?
I thought the A-Team movie was good. I'm gonna say that.
Well, I didn't see it.
No,
you didn't see it?
Quentin Rampage Jackson.
No,
it was good. It was good.
No,
it was good.
No, it was left me wanting a little bit.
You didn't
bit
like
more.
It? I liked it. I wanted A-Team too.
Yeah.
Is
so
that right?
Listen, they get a group of guys, right? And they don't even have a building in the in New York. They just work alone, right? They don't answer anybody. They get information. Honestly.
Yeah.
I could put that unit together. I would get a bunch of private investigators.
Starting
with my dad. He would hire everybody.
Yeah, right,
because, I mean, it's all relationships. But listen, you would have to go to Marriott and say, listen, here's a couple.
Right.
Listen, you do it. And then you're not affiliated with them whatsoever. Black Ops, you name it, they could get it
done. I've seen enough movies.
Of course they
me too.
Where people want the tapes, the surveillance tape, they get them.
Yeah.
Maybe you have to bully the guy a little bit
back there.
But you get the tape every time. There's always a way to get the
tape. So that is the only way to really kind of cover your ass.
Yeah.
So if they're not going to do it, then you need, like, if you're the Washington Redskins, like, you should have your own covert operation team, your own A-team also.
But then it also looks kind of, I mean, I still go back to, do the Chiefs, if they get that information and it's not public, what do they do with Kareem Hunt?
Okay, I'm going to walk you through this.
Okay.
Hold on.
Okay.
We're going to get a break. We'll
come back. Walk you through it on the other side.
We'll take your call, 617-779-7937, the phone number. Christian Fauria will walk us through Team Black Ops to get secret videotapes. We'll get you all the scores here, top of the hour. NFL Sunday, Mutke Fauria, Sports Radio, WEEI.
What did you think of yourself when you saw those videos?
I just thought of myself as being, just not me. That's not me. I was raised better than that, like I said, and I'm not the type of person to, ever even think about putting my hands on anyone, a woman, a girl, it doesn't matter.
That is Kareem Hunt today with Lisa Salters, ESPN. Do you guys get a chance to hear the entire thing yet?
Yes.
Before you didn't because you were over doing TV.
Parts of it.
All right, we're gonna.
I saw the ending.
After 2 o'clock, we're gonna play the entire thing. It ends up being what's the
Salters? I'll say that.
I thought
we
she
can
didn't
react to it more on the other side.
Awesome
of it,
job, but, and I thought that he comes across. I thought he came across poorly in it. People might disagree, but give you an opportunity to hear that. It'll be the biggest news in the NFL this week. And as we get closer to kickoff, we'll get back into Patriots and Vikings. You were about to explain to Rich Keefe.
Yes.
Some sort of special ops backroom deal, how you would go about
let's just say,
getting
so,
these tapes.
Okay, so let's say that in order for the Chiefs, because it's all about retaining your own player who you drafted, developed, okay, he's going to be a stud. So you want to keep him, right?
Yes.
You don't want him not to be on your team. So let's say you do your black ops, you get the information, he's already lied to you. You bring him back into your offense, and he said, do you want to tell us what really happened? I treat him like my kids, right?
Okay, all right.
Okay, and they know I know the truth.
Got it.
Okay, so now
– look about
yes,
you.
Yes, okay, I'm very confident.
You better say the truth because I know the truth.
They know, and they know when I know the truth, right? So then we play the tape for him and said, listen, this is how it's going to work. We're going to suspend you for the entire year. The entire year. You're not playing for a year. We're not even paying you. Okay, we're going to retain your rights, but we're not paying you for a year. And we're not going to release the video, but this is what happens when you do stuff like
this. How does that work?
Hold on. Okay. So then they bring him back, and then you say whatever you want. Say, no, this is an you do like the Patriots do. It's an internal it's an internal matter. It's none of your business. Okay? We've suspended him. Conduct detrimental to the team. That's how you label it.
Okay, that's how you do it. All right.
But it's all encompassing.
Could he fight back on that? Do the players,
no, he's personally not going to fight back. The players... the CBA,
they might say, "What are you doing with this guy? Why isn't he playing?"
And then we'll tell him.
We don't know.
We'll tell him. We'll work with him. Now, you want? What's the alternative?
Yeah, we can release this.
He'll be out. Okay, you guys all look like crap. So he takes that hole. So then, when he returns the next year and he's playing, and then let's say week 12 comes along, and then the video is released. You've been playing for 12 weeks. What are you going to do? Listen, we saw the video tip. Yes, we did. We suspended him for an entire year.
Yeah.
We didn't give him any money. We put him through rehabilitation. We value him. We want, okay, and we monitor him.
But
blah, 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 blah,
like,
blah. And then he's back, guys.
But you can't get it going again. You can't rehabilitate him until the video comes out. So under that scenario, let's say the video
doesn't
come out.
Because once it does, people are not going to care.
Sometimes serve.
You guys,
I do.
You can't do it.
But
anymore.
I can't, as an organization,
no
you
shot.
Can sit there and say, you
I
know
don't
what?
Think so.
Go screw.
That's not going to work.
No,
no,
you,
because
you
we
be,
are.
No, you can't say
them.
No. In this case, you can't say go screw.
Yes.
It is such a sensitive issue. You like if the Chiefs had held on to him and said go screw, it'd be a much bigger story today. The fact that they cut him was their response. Even if they had suspended him beforehand and said, "Oh, we saw the video. Now you're seeing it first time."
Even if he was truthful,
it's not going to work with
and they
the general Chief fan.
Because then next year he shows up and now he's playing. Let's say he sat out all of this year for conduct detrimental. Then week 4, the video comes out. The league isn't going to look at that, and people around NFL fans, everybody else are going to look at that and say, well, the Chiefs were onto something and they suspended him. No, there's going to be a new outrage for something that happened so long ago, but they saw the video, so now it's real because we've learned long enough that if there's no video, it's not real to a lot of people. And then he's going to – that's a team suspension. So now he's going to get suspended by the league.
No, the league would know about it. The fact is that you were proactive, but you punished him.
Yeah.
There wasn't this whole, he already paid his dues. Like, I would say you would look like – you should look like heroes. Like you got the answer. You didn't just take his word for it. You investigated it multiple times.
Well, that's what they
you
really,
punished him for lying to you. You took away his money. You took away his career. He had to earn his way back. Like you can't just. I mean, people will want to sit there and punish him all over again. But we said, listen, we already did it. Yeah. We're not doing it again. So to me, you gained some power back as an organization, and then take it away from anyone else who wants to destroy him. Because if he sucks, you just say you're done, and you just never talk to him again. But in this case, for a young kid who's obviously valuable, you pay the price early instead of dealing with it at a later point when you don't know when it's going to come.
Ironically, the NFL put the Chiefs in a bad spot by not tracking down this video. And he did it, too, because he lied to them about what he did.
You have to expect him to.
I know.
Right?
What I'm saying.
Like, we were all saying that at the beginning.
He is part of it.
Even
but
if he wasn't knowingly lying about it, maybe – he probably just has a different version in his head, right? Like
he did not say today with Leith Stalters if he was under the influence of anything, but who knows how what kind of state he was in, if he could remember even what had happened in that spot. I have no idea. And so I'm with you. It comes down to more league than Kansas City here, because the league did not do a good enough job in getting to the bottom of it. When you admit you did not interview Kareem Hunt, do you think that he should have been interviewed for this? The league should have talked to him.
Listen, they interview guys for an illegal chop block. Are you freaking kidding me? And that's goddamn truth.
Right.
So this guy,
they
bring you to New York. You put the big light on him, like the old school, FBI. Put
oh,
the big light.
Hot under these lights, aren't you?
Yeah. So you want to tell that story again?
Yeah. I like he's sweating. That'd be good. They should have done that, but no, they didn't. There's a hopefully this never comes out. We can just move on.
There's just
how many points they're scoring.
Then you tell me I mean, this stuff is going to happen. Like, I don't care what programs they put in place. I don't care how many, conventions you make the rookies go to.
Yeah, unfortunately, this is the reality.
This is what it is, right? Young guys with money, single, out and about, right? They're going to find themselves in bad situations, even when they're trying not to get themselves in a bad situation. So you tell me, what should you do? Should every guy that gets in trouble be banned for life?
Nobody here thinks he should be banned for life. Right?
No.
We all think at 23 years old, he should get another opportunity. If someone had taken a shot on Ray Rice, you would have said, okay, he had time served. He missed an entire year. He came back. Michael Vick missed an entire year, went to prison, and came back.
If you do claim Kareem Hunt or if you bring in Kareem Hunt, you can't have Doug Williams be the guy explaining to you why you brought him in. You got to do it in a different way. You can't do it that way.
People done worse than this.
Small potatoes.
Yeah.
Small potatoes, Doug?
Here's the crazy thing.
He was
being honest.
No, I know he was.
It was just even scarier.
Like, okay, what year is it? In the NFL, it's like 1980. Like, they haven't learned a thing from any of the stuff that's going on. So, no, I'm not – nobody on this show is saying that Kareem Hunt should never get an opportunity to play again. But the league needs to figure it out. They've had at least 4 years. It really should have been longer.
Yeah.
But they've had really 4 years to sort of, you know, get something. And it is tough because, I think, Foria, you said before – they're not all the same. So it's hard to say 6-game suspension for all of these. Because some, it's hard to rank them, but some are worse than others, right? And so when they have to, they do have to figure that out. At the very least, they can't get their pants pulled down by TMZ again.
I think
that's what they got to not do. That's pathetic.
Buy TMZ.
Purchase
TMZ.
You don't have to do that. Just buy the video.
Purchase TMZ.
Yeah, buy the video.
Work with TMZ.
Let TMZ do that nothing.
Let TMZ be your crime dog. Let them do it.
Scruff McGruff. You can buy it illegally, leak it to TMZ, and then react that way. And at least know what's coming instead of having this happen on a Friday and have your league embarrassed. We'll talk more about this. We'll hear from Kareem Hunt, who spoke to ESPN. And maybe you got – I mean, I don't know what – there's no – firing Roger Goodell – I heard that a bunch of times today. I'm not sure what that fixes, but I know people are angry at Goodell,
so we'll get to that as well.
617-779-7937. NFL Sunday rolls on after this break. And coming up in 30 seconds, you'll hear the Westwood One Fantasy Forecast brought to you by Shepley Wood Products, your local Anderson Windows dealer. NFL Sunday here on Sports Radio WEEI.